Today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, oh, Rebbe, Rebbe.
Amen again. Indeed, yes. It's good to be back.
Welcome back.
In the house.
It's
the
house. Lord. Whose house?
The Lord's house.
The Lord's house, yes, sir.
For a few minutes this morning, I want to take a look at the Book of John.
Well,
the sixth chapter. Chapter, verse 35.
Okay.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And Jesus said to them.
What did he say?
I am the bread of life.
Bread of life.
Some good bread.
He who comes to me.
Come to him.
Shall never hunger.
You have to wonder about this bread.
And he who believes in me.
Well.
Shall never thirst.
Thirst. For a few minutes this morning.
Feel me up, brother.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Yeah.
The most interesting man in the world.
The most interesting man in the world. Tell us about it, Reverend.
My favorite commercial right now is an adult beverage commercial.
Okay.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Stay thirsty, my
friend. Stay thirsty. Stay thirsty.
The way, Yolanda, they talk about the Dos Equis man makes me want a beer. I ain't going to lie to you. At least make me want to try it.
The reason
is because you should hear how they praise him.
Yeah, they do now.
You should hear how they speak well of him.
They do now.
They don't just say he's good.
No, no.
They just don't say he's great or awesome.
Well,
they say stuff like he speaks fluent French and Russian.
In Russian.
Wow.
They say he's the life of parties he has never attended.
Wow.
However, Brother For Real,
yes, sir.
The most interesting man in the world is not the Dos Equis man.
No, no, no.
It is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You feel your thirst?
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Have you tried?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the one who died so you can live.
Yes,
come
sir.
On now.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
The one who extends new mercies every day.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting.
That
and since he is so interesting to me, it's hard for me to talk about him in uninteresting ways.
Come on,
Come on now.
When I talk about Jesus,
present him,
I want people to try him.
Well,
so I tell them in my creative way that even Jesus' enemies list him as their emergency contact.
Come on now.
I tell them that the Make-A-Wish Foundation is to meet Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And isn't it interesting?
Uh-huh.
That Jesus is the bread of life.
Yes, he is.
And he who comes to him shall never hunger.
Never.
Right. And he who believes in him shall never thirst.
No, no.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all
right. Slice me some of that bread, Rev.
I know he's all
right. Pour me a little of that grace.
Yes, sir. I know he's all right.
You preach that one.
Yeah.
Sir.
You freeze that around.
When I tell you he's the bread, I make it interesting by saying he's wonder bread.
He's wonder.
Oh, how wonderful he is.
You better come
on. I'm not being disrespectful.
Make him glorious.
Call it creative.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
call it interesting.
You preach, Rev.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder bread.
He's the most interesting.
Oh, boy, you say he's a wonder?
He's a wonder in my soul. You better watch it. Reverend, I've been in church now. I'm just going to do it my way.
Yes, sir.
Because he's interesting to me.
You presented him good, Reverend.
Thank you, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did.
Pray for us.
I will, Reverend.
Waking you up.
You said that, boy.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you.
Give us a word.
I'll tell you about the most interesting man in jail coming up. And